Parliamentarians are back in Canberra for the final sitting fortnight of the year, and it's shaping up as a showstopper. Tensions are once again building in government ranks following Labor's landslide victory in the Victorian state election. Victorian Liberals say the crushing result shows the party has moved too far to the right for many of its supporters. Sarah Henderson is the Assistant Minister for Social Services, Housing and Disability Services, and she holds the ultra-marginal seat of Corangamite. Welcome to the program.
Patricia, I am here and a very good evening to you.
Thank you so much. A number of your Victorian colleagues are concerned about the federal implications of the result of the Victorian election. Are they right to be?
Look, absolutely. We certainly recognise that the events in Canberra of a couple of months ago, the change of Prime Minister, certainly has been a factor. But I think it's fair to say, Patricia, the Victorian election was fought predominantly on state issues and particularly on infrastructure, healthcare and community safety. And that was very much the message that I was getting on the polling booths on Saturday. But of course, there are lessons for all of us. This obviously has been a terrible result for the Liberal Party. And now, you know, I'm in a very marginal seat, Patricia, 50.03%. I never take anything for granted, and I'll be redoubling my efforts to reach out to every local community across my electorate to listen to their concerns and to take the appropriate action wherever I can.
So what needs to change? Does there need to be a recalibration on policy?
Look, I think certainly we need to understand what happened. There is been a number of calls for a root and branch review of our campaign, and that will happen. Look, I think Matthew Guy had many of the policy settings right. He was tapping into the issues of concern, the lack of infrastructure, the issues with healthcare delivery, and also community safety. And I know for my in my neck of the woods, Patricia, in Corangamite and the Geelong region, the state Labor government has done a very poor job in delivering on many major issues such as rail services, such as fixing a number of local schools, local roads. So while Daniel Andrews went around and said we're delivering, certainly in my region, the Labor Party in all respects has not been delivering. But that put aside, I think certainly our message did not get through as it should have, and there's probably no doubt about that. And now we need to understand what happened and focus very much on fighting the federal election. And as I say, Patricia, I do that every single day. And one of the reasons I think that Labor did as well as it did is because the economic conditions in Victoria are very strong. Unemployment is just 4.8%. Mm. We have, you know, principally driven by the Liberal Nationals at a federal level, delivered a very strong economy, driving record jobs growth, record infrastructure spending.
Okay.
And that's made a very big difference.
So where would you like to see the policy pivot? Do you think the party needs to do more, for instance, on emissions and climate change? Is that one of the hot button issues among your traditional voters?
Well, I look at our policies, and while Labor likes to run this line, and of course there are, you know, some people in my party with whom I don't agree about climate change, I think it's a very important issue. But last year, for instance, in 2017, we had a record level of renewable investment, the largest renewable investment since 2012.
You can say all that, but all they hear is the noise from Canberra, the people coming on and saying that there should be more coal-fired power stations, right?
Well, no. I mean, I am also in Canberra, and I'm telling you the facts, Patricia, and I'm telling you what happened last year, and we are seeing record renewable investment, but people are also concerned about their power bills, and they're also concerned about the cost of electricity, and particularly in Victoria with the closure of Hazelwood, which has driven up the cost of electricity. So I think a lot of people are very concerned about their jobs, about and of course electricity is a fundamental input into labour costs and into industry. And so, frankly, that's a very big issue.
So given you struggling so much in your own heartland, do you need to get those voters back with a more nuanced position, a more centre-right position?
Well, I think if you look at some of the results in the country areas, so for instance, Polwarth and Ripon, we didn't see the big swings as we saw perhaps in central Geelong, though Darren Lyons, of course, was the independent in Geelong and did a very good job. He got about 26% of the primary vote. So clearly something is happening in the built-up suburban areas. That That clearly is a trend. But in parts of my electorate, we didn't see those wild swings. But look, at the end of the day, Patricia, we have heard the message loud and clear. I never take anything for granted. I will continue to go out and deliver for my community. And frankly, we've delivered in spades, whether it's roads, rail, Avalon Airport.
But that's what you're already doing. You're ultra marginal. If you look at polling, you're going to lose your seat. So clearly, you do need to look at exactly not just what you're saying, but what you're doing.
Absolutely. And as I say, we never take anything for granted. We've just delivered a $154 million city deal, which is an absolute economic boost for Geelong and the Great Ocean Road economy. And that sort of investment, frankly, has resonated very positively in many communities right along the coast in my electorate. But certainly there does need to be a root and branch review of the campaign. I'm, devastated, frankly, that we've lost some very good members of parliament, including Andrew Katos, the member for South Barwon. And we now have, in fact, the former member for Corangamite, who's now the member for South Barwon, in Darren Cheeseman. And I've raised concerns today. He opposed the funding of the Great Ocean Road, one of the most iconic roads of the nation. And so I'm now raising concerns about whether he's going to go on this tirade against these really important infrastructure investments. So I think people do differentiate between state and federal issues, but as I say, we don't take anything for granted. The economy is going very well. Unemployment is down. Jobs and record jobs growth.
And yet voters are angry at the Liberal Party, and you could be saying all that, but still, if you look at public polling, you look at the electoral tests we've seen, Wentworth, now the Victorian election, they're still coming at you with baseball bats.
Well, look, as I say, we had a very, very bad result over the weekend, and there's no getting around that, Patricia, and now we have to work out what went wrong. And we have to continue to work extremely hard here in Canberra. One thing is for sure, though, there was a lot of arrogance in the Parliament today. The likes of Richard Marles, the member for Cario, Bill Shorten, they all had very big smirks on their faces. But we know that Australians do not like cockiness. They do not like arrogance. And Bill Shorten thinks it is booking the furniture
He certainly hasn't said he thinks that. So if you look at his public statements, he's saying something different.
Well, there has been an incredible amount of arrogance for some time, but Australians are smarter than that, Patricia. They know what's coming if Labor was to be elected. $200 billion and more of taxes, an IR system that would take us back to the 1970s. We have to continue to work hard by putting all Australians first. I think there is a growing sense, that's why there's such distrust for Bill Shorten, because there is a growing sense that he's only interested in some Australians. We are interested as Liberals and Nationals in all Australians, and we will continue to work very hard for them on their behalf.
Sarah Henderson, thanks for your time.
It's great to talk to you.
Sarah Henderson is the Assistant Minister for Social Services, Housing and Disability Services, and this is RN Drive.